This is 18 News Minute. President Barack Obama will travel to Alabama on Friday to meet with families devastated by the deadliest tornadoes in nearly four decades. Nearly 300 people are dead in the South after a storm that spawned dozens of twisters wiped out towns across six states. Officials in Morocco say they believe terrorists were behind a cafe bombing that killed more than a dozen people and injured several others. The blast went off just before noon on Thursday in the tourist city of Marrakech. Under a surprise deal with prosecutors, a convicted sex offender and his wife have pleaded guilty to charges of kidnapping and raping J.C. Dugard almost 20 years ago. Philip Garrido's plea calls for a sentence of 430 years to life. Exxon is taking steps to deal with possible backlash over its first quarter earnings of $11 billion. The oil company wrote on its blog that less than 3 cents of every dollar it earns comes from the sale of gasoline and diesel fuel. That comment comes as Americans are paying about $4 a gallon for gas. Sandy Kozel, the Associated Press, with 18 News Minutes.